Yeah. So Willie, you, when you started to write, how did it happen to you? And like, how did you discover yourself within it and gave yourself discipline?
Yeah, you know, I think initially, I think it was a way of making sense of the chaos that I grew up in. And having a way to make sense of it, to define it, I think. And then it became a way of observing and giving life to this part of New York City, East Harlem specifically, 122nd Street, you know, and Lexington, 123rd and Lexington, where I felt the whole world really existed. All you had to do was either look out the window or stand on the corner or sit on the stoop. Mm-hmm. And you heard it all. So all the big themes at play, love, death, anger, confusion, joy, celebration, you saw it all. And then it was a way of looking at the level of gentrification that was there. What gets co-opted at this point? What parts of our culture disappear? How is our infrastructure affected by gentrification? What happens to the stories when all these new folks start to move in and all the people who were there move out? And then it became a way of reimagining a historical moment, specifically the moment where my uncle, Pedro Perdomo, played with Charlie Palmieri in the Sestao All-Stars. I think it was 75, 76. And it just began with one question. You know, in my imagination, I said, what was it like that night that you played with Charlie Palmieri that summer? And he says, all I can remember between first and last track is how I replied to all those boy sweet pretty boys. And I was off and running at that point. Once I heard those first few lines, I said, somehow this is not me. This is a voice coming through me. So now I think what triggers me into the next book is the person on the other side who's asking that question, who's saying to me with this new book that I'm working on, when are you going to write about the crew? The crew being, you know, all the young brothers and sisters I grew up with on Lexington, came of age with in the 80s. And then it becomes an instance of what is the thing that most imposes on you, that keeps asking you, that wants to be told, that you're trying to think your way through. So, you know, there's never one thing that kind of, that causes you to write. It's always a combination of factors. But what I enjoy the most these days is trying to, is that visitation, and that voice comes. How long can I hang out with that voice? And then, of course, when you're younger, though, you're not really thinking about, you're paying attention to the tradition, the literary tradition. Can't really speak too much about what you're trying to do, because then you start making claims that you might not be able to substantiate. You know? Mm-hmm. So you let the work speak for itself.
And what are some of your historical, you know, traditions?
They would range from, say, the Harlem Renaissance right up to the New Eureka School of Poetry. They would range from the Umbra poets that, you know, my mentor, who's now deceased, Raymond R. Patterson, was a part of, that Victor Hernandez Cruz, as a younger writer, was part of. From the Umbra poets all the way up to, say, the New York School of Poets, someone like Frank Lima, who was part of that. And then what you start doing is you start going further back. So for this last book, I was looking at a lot of romantic poetry with a capital R that, you know, kind of used a lot of lyricism. So, you know, those lineages, they're why, you know. And then I started looking at poets from and writers from the island. I'm rereading now Jesus Colón's sketches of the Puerto Rican. And you know, Colón was a communist.
Mm-hmm.
He was a worker.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this real, there's this image that I can't
kick.
Yeah, I can't get out of my mind. The book is called The Puerto Rican in New York and Other Sketches. And he wrote a lot of these sketches for these left-wing magazines. But there's one where there's an uprising. It's 1916-17. And there's an uprising in San Juan, if I recall. And there's an image of the woman taking out their hairpins and stabbing the horses in the bellies. I just finished reading a book like Black Boy. So I'm just giving you kind of an indication of where my influences come from.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that solitude plays in the process when you're trying to define yourself. So things like that, I think, you know, that really speak to me in terms of lineage. But it's interesting how long it actually takes you to get back to the poets from Puerto Rico, traditions of several schools of poetry, before you find a body of work that actually you can claim. Because they don't teach it in school.
Right.
And so, you know, I think, you know, those are just to name a few of some of the historical references I had for the work when I started.
Mira, Willy, ¿de dónde tú crees que viene tu apellido?
You know, we've been trying to figure that out. We went to Bonacay when our son was about a year old, went to visit my grandfather, Ying Pedro. And he's deceased now. And we started to do some, you know, questioning as to where he came from, his grandfather, his grandfather's grandfather, and so on. And he said he traced it all the way back to the Canary Islands.
Hmm.
And so that got me thinking about the Canary Islands. Some folks think, you know, the name is Italian. But the initial, I think, what people most trace it back to in terms of genealogy, historical like, lineage, is a French name, Prouton. I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but that's kind of the origin of the name of Domo. And then it traveled. That's what I know so far.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was like, wow. But if I could just find, I listed a Celestino Perdomo in the Canary Islands. So I plan on going in the summer and kind of checking that out.
So poets for Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm.
No, I hope people come out. It's on November 4th at Poets House. And a donation of $20, and we'll be raffling off signed books by these authors who will be there. And we're just hoping to kind of, you know, bring multiple communities together again, right? It's like bringing all the pieces together to create a body of poetry that will further the recovery effort as we go.
Exactly. For the long haul. And with love. Okay. 10-4.
Check, copy that. Thank you so much, you know, for the time and giving the Poets for Puerto Rico reading your attention and your coverage.
Thank you. You're welcome.